bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, comedian Greg Warren plus porn, Donnie Baker and dancing.
When I looked at it at first, I thought it might be the silent G.
Yeah, no, Birbilia. I mean, I get that a lot. Sometimes people come up to me, they'll be like, in Italy, it's pronounced Birbilia. Mm. I'm like, in America, you're annoying.
Now, did they, early on in your career, were you asked to come up with a stage name, like Mike Barber
everybody
or something?
Told me that. When I was starting out, like, I used to show up like at colleges, and there'd be a sign like, tonight, comedian Mike Briggleby. You
know? that's a funny name, though. I like that.
Briggleby's hot.
I would have gone with Briggleby.
I mean, the Mike Briggleby fans were so disappointed when they showed up.
That's not him.
We want Briggleby.
Where's Briggleby? He's much taller and blonde. Where's Briggleby?
And then I did one show where a guy goes, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Bahuski. And I swear to God, and I got off, and the guy goes, is that right? Is it Bahuski? like wrong country.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a guest in the studio. He is the very handsome young comedian Greg Warren. And we'll talk with Greg in a matter of moments. But first, I must introduce our sports director. Sorry. It's Chick McGee.
At the Chick-fil-A sports desk.
I know.
No.
It's the Napa Auto Parts Studios sports desk.
All right.
That's Ace Cosby, our engineer, coming up. The Ace Cosby joke of the day, Greg.
Get ready to laugh.
Yeah. You might want to take notes. No one tells a joke like Ace. We have Christy Lee. She's the lady of the house at the Navy Federal Credit Union. God, I wish I could get through this just once. Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
Hi, everybody.
That's true about Ace. No one tells a joke like Ace does. That's true.
There's Josh right there.
Hi.
You and Greg are old friends, right?
Oh, yes.
I thought so, Tom. I thought so. I listened to your radio program on the way in here.
What'd you hear?
What I heard was the only person who didn't say anything horrible about me was Tom Griswold. How does that make you people feel about yourselves?
Wow. Huh?
Thank you.
Is upside down, isn't it?
We tease because we love.
I used to think so, Christy.
This is important. Josh has revealed something to us. We were discussing the old days of VHS videotape, and we found out that Josh belonged to a video club in St. Louis, where you're from. I don't know if you remember of what was it called? Stormies? What was
Spanky's.
It? Spanky's, sorry.
Is that the one by the airport?
Well, there was one near the airport. There was one near my house where I lived.
Were you a member of both?
When you were a member of one, you were a member of both.
Did you ever go to the other one on the way somewhere to take?
Yeah, because one was not far from the St. Louis Funny Bone, so I would go there.
Yeah, right by the airport.
Yeah.
Was the one near your house before you joined, or they made it near your house after you joined?
After, it was a bank.
No.
And then they changed it to
sperm bank.
And I always wish that you could return the porn in those pneumatic tubes. because it was less shame involved. Yeah.
But they're not big enough.
That leads us to the point that Josh, I can't believe he told us this story. He actually had his mom and dad return a pornographic video one day because he was in a hurry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They were dropping me off at a party, and I go, hey, can you return this movie for me? Otherwise, I'm going to get late
fees.
You
were in, like, high school?
No, I was in college.
In college?
I was old enough to know
I was 20, and they said, you can drink at you're almost 21, you can drink at this party, but we're going to drive you. And I said, okay, great, but I'm going to be here until after midnight, so...
It all sort of fits together.
So can you drive?
Mom and dad driving. Can you drop off? College party and pornography. Yeah.
They were going to let me drink. I know a degenerate like you would have driven yourself at 18.
You're missing the point, which is, hey, Mom, can you drop off Dick Hammer Private Eye at Spanky's for me?
Yeah, it's not the proudest moment of my life, but it happened.
Okay. Well, I admire the fact that you're sharing it with us.
I admire that the open of a relationship with your parents.
Yeah, they kind of laughed about it.
Oh, no, they weren't laughing. I bet as soon as you got out of
the car. Oh, they were laughing.
No, I remember them laughing.
I think Tom's right. I think when you got out of the car, like, I told you not.
How did we raise such a pervert?
I told you he wasn't normal.
This is on your side of the family.
His dad went, I'll be damned, hetero.
There's a good chance of that. That he...
He was grateful.
I mean, he had four boys.
My boy.
The odds.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. You know.
Well, you were in show choir, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Jazz hands. Okay. Well, nothing wrong with that. we have, we should point out, Greg Warren, fabulous comedian, also a wrestling champion as a youth.
Well.
Yeah. No, not well. Yeah.
Two-timer.
Two times.
Allegedly.
The high points of your wrestling career?
Two-time state champion, Tom, and then I was an All-American in college. Finished seventh in the NCAA Division I tournament.
You remember the name of the guy you lost to?
Yeah, every one of them. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What's the name of the guy you lost to at the NCAA finals?
Well, I didn't lose in the finals. I lost in the. I got seventh. I lost to a guy named Dave Walter from Purdue, and then I lost a horrible match to this guy, Jason Suter from Penn State. I was up by... I was killing him. I was up by like 5 points, and he hit me with called a Peterson, which was really.
They have something
stupid.
Is that the one where he checks your oil?
That's not it.
Walter and Suter, dude, you should see these guys. Beautiful families, gorgeous wives. Yeah.
Incredibly successful.
Working for Fortune 500 companies.
Well, the one guy, he retired. He's a philanthropist.
Millionaire.
He just gives the money away.
Yeah. Kids who just love him.
It's amazing.
His kids adore him.
Are they funny guys?
Oh, dude, hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah. Should have been a stand-up.
Writes for The Simpsons.
He's done one time.
Guy's amazing.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
What a great show. I get to wake up and hear Flipman bragging about his big wrestling career.
Yeah, I was asked a question, Donnie.
I just thought it was interesting that he actually remembers the names of the guys he lost to. That's
I'm glad Cedars beat your ass. What you tried, that's the time Matt Puckett tried to give me a plum runner and I put a donkey kick on him, and he's still back in counseling. Swear to God.
Oh, yeah, don't tell Greg about the time you gave the guy freckles. Oh, that was rough.
I'm court ordered not to talk about that again. Christy, I heard you talking about puke being contagious.
Yes.
I just want to say that's so true. My cousin Lonnie, if he even hears somebody puking, he starts dry heaving right there on demand.
Oh. Yeah.
I swear to God. And what's worst is Lonnie can't hold his mud when he starts puking. He shut down the
bleeding?
Log ride before, chick.
Yeah, start bleeding. What the hell?
And I swear to God, our log came back looking like a lowrider one year. And they claim yawns are contagious. Like if one person yawns and somebody sees it, next thing you know, everybody starts yawning.
That's true.
Man, imagine if orgasms work that way. One tuggy could turn a bar into a gangbang. And they claim that's how fire ants work so good, because if you piss off just one fire ant, he sends a signal so the others smell fear, and then they get their stingers out.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting.
Answer dicks. I'm like you, Christy. I avoid puking at all costs, because the worst part is seeing, you know, chowder come out your nose.
Oh.
It's amazing. You know, I can pinky hook a dry booger. It feels like barbed wire coming out.
Oh.
And that don't burn half as bad as chicken tortilla soup running out the same tunnel. Oh. Sorry, God.
Good point.
Yeah. Hey, Flip Man, put that in your spit valve, you big puss.
Man. Thanks, Dad. Oh, man.
We get a chance to really respond to him.
No. What did you do to piss him off?
What did I do to piss you off, Christy? You sold me out on the way in here. Just like that time when I was going up to the merch table to sell my CDs, and you were selling your CDs, and somebody goes, where's the Greg Warren CDs? And Christy Lee, my one friend, said, F Greg Warren. But she didn't say F.
She said the word?
She said the word, chick.
I needed the $10.
I would have given you the $10 just to be my friend.
Okay, oh, you're my friend.
I have a question, though, technically. This is a technical question.
Sure, man.
Now, you were in fact, an excellent wrestler in both high school and college.
Yeah.
And I'm asking because I don't know the answer to this. Did you have cheerleaders for wrestling
in high school, not in college?
We did. Mat maids.
And what's the nature of the cheer?
What were your cheerleaders called?
What's that?
What would they cheer? Would they? Are there special?
Sure. There's all kinds of wrestling cheers.
Two bits,
take down,
bits,
take six. Down, take two, and then you know I
well, chant them. Go ahead.
He just did.
I just did. Did
that
down,
was
take down. Down, take down. They did a lot.
Take
of...
down, break down, shake no, down. Everybody,
thank you, Josh, for adding some soul to it. My God, that was pathetic. No wonder you can't
the
get
song.
A date.
Bob Seger, right? Yeah,
the Eddie Murphy thing.
Yeah, shake down.
Yeah, down. Take down. Take
you busted.
Down. No, that's from a
boop,
Beverly
boop,
Hills
boop,
Cop.
Boop, 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 boop.
Did you date one of these ladies, Greg?
There you go. There's the next question. Did you ever go on a date with one of the mat maids? Because if you did, I'm sure you didn't get a takedown.
That's
dude, I'll tell
nice.
You what, Walter and Suter, they hooked up with so many mat maids over the years.
Those guys.
Dude.
Not true.
I've emailed them a bunch of times to be their friend.
What?
They won't answer me.
He's too busy doing big stuff.
Wilt Chamberlain had a signed picture of those
guys.
These are my idols, right? He would say.
You are Missouried out today.
In honor of Josh, I have my blue sweatshirt on.
Uh-huh, your Mizzou cap.
Mizzou cap, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice. It's a pretty big M.
Well, it's for University of Missouri.
Can't miss that. Bigger than their library.
Now, what Tom meant was he's admiring your hat very much.
Oh, is that right?
He loves it, yeah. They
don't
like
have a big library, like where I went to school. We had a giant library when I was in the third grade.
Did you know that?
I
read all the books.
Did you know that in the college library where I went, there was a glory hole?
Really?
Yes, I could have that verified if you'd like. Well, that was a shocker, but I found out what that was for. But let's move on.
Are we done with sports?
No, mm-hmm. We have lots more sports to go.
No, that was it.
Just had a, what was the, what? Some guy paid how much for a Tom Brady?
We got to go back to that awful story that nobody cares about but Patriots fans. Yeah, they paid $400,000 for a Tom Brady rookie card. There's
you don't think
story.
That's interesting?
No, I don't. Some guy even the slightest. Well, the guy who bought it thought it was interesting, and the guy who sold it probably thought it was interesting. That's about it.
The price seems a little bit inflated.
Oh, boy.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I swear to God I knew it.
Is that
he
sports?
Won't let it go. Now,
he wants to know, is that sports?
Now can it be sports?
By the way, Josh, I owe you one.
Yes.
Turducken.
Thank you. Chick, right, I owe you one.
Turducken. What did I do?
Just from the previous hour. Well, it's time to go to the news desk then with Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk.
Today in history, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
On this date in 1827, the first Mardi Gras was celebrated in New Orleans.
And it was actually started by Martin Gras.
That's exactly right.
And over the years, it became Mardi Gras with D.I.
As they became more familiar with it. Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Marty, the one-man party, Gras. That was his name.
And they started holding it on what, on?
Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Okay. Oh, Marty weighed well over five bills.
Today could have,
Is today, when does the next one go?
Today's not Fat Tuesday.
No, Fat Tuesday's coming up.
It's next Tuesday.
Because it's a late Easter this year. It's like April 21st, so it's...
Already?
Also, on this date in history in 1980, I Will Survive wins the first and only Grammy ever awarded for Best Disco Recording.
Next to Freddie and the Dreamers, that's the worst song ever recorded.
I will survive.
About- Were you the one who tried to hurt me with a spine? Did you think I'd come home? Did you think I'd lay down? It's a woman's anthem.
Yeah, a lot of.
I will survive.
A lot of divorcees at karaoke bars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. A lot of divorcees at karaoke bars.
Did anyone see the irony here? Did you say this was the one and only time they gave a disco Grammy?
Yes.
And the song is I Will Survive.
Yeah.
Why'd they stop doing the disco Grammy after 1 year?
The disco was dead after 1980.
Well, but it's not really, though. There are lots
Best disco song of all time, Greg, go.
He's really thinking about it.
I am staying alive, probably.
That's a good one.
That is a really good choice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there he goes.
Look at Tom. Look at Tom dancing.
Really moving. Oh, man.
Oh, Tom doing the Josh.
He looks like that guy.
To do the Josh, you got to.
That guy in Airplane that got stabbed during this song.
To do the Josh, you have to grin like you just crapped the bed.
Look at that.
Would you grin if you crapped the bed?
And you're enjoying it.
Oh, okay.
You look like that guy.
Josh.
You look like the guy in the Six Flags commercial.
Did you know that Staying Alive, you're supposed to do CPR
to that beat?
And that we just had a story about someone who was saved, and the kid remembered you're supposed to do it.
To Staying Alive.
That's the actual rhythm you're supposed to hit. I'm not kidding.
I'm not real good with rhythm. I would.
You don't have good rhythm?
You'd put the guy in AFib.
Oh, probably AFib.
What the hell happened
here? AFib may be worse.
Yeah, AFib's way worse. Yeah.
Best disco song, Christy Lee.
Oh, man, I liked them all. I was a disco girl.
Josh, you got one you want?
My favorite is I'm Your Boogeyman. That's my favorite.
Oh, that's a great one.
That is a good one.
I'm Your Boogeyman.
Ace, do you ever listen to any disco song?
Probably Shake Your Booty.
Shake Your Booty, okay. Of course. The best one of all time, of course.
Yeah. I like it. It's going
round and round, round the mother cow. Oh, man, that's a great song.
Yeah.
It is good.
That is good.
Nice horns, nice strings in there.
Burn
the mother down.
I liked a lot of Cool in the Gang in the day. I like dancing to them.
Celebrate, come on, good
They have
time.
A lot of good songs that besides that one.
That was the theme song when the Cardinals won the World Series in 82, Chip.
Oh, really? Yeah, yep, that's exactly right.
Huh.
In 1985, it was The Heat Is On.
It was.
The Heat Is On.
Now,
what's it been since?
When the Redskins last won the Super Bowl.
It was Thomas Edison, something on
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, yeah. on Cylinder. That's right.
Although as a lifelong Browns fan, I really can't even bring this up.
I've been working on the railroad.
I've been working on the Super Bowl all the live long day.
Oh, that's from awesome. My National Day calendar, today is Kahlua Day.
Hey,
we were supposed to have white Russians.
White
I forgot
Russians
to bring it in.
Russians all around.
It's also Polar Bear Day, Retro Day, and Strawberry Day.
Okay.
So take your pick. Celebrate one of those.
I'm going to celebrate Polar Bear Day.
Are you?
By jumping into a pond.
Or having a Coke.
You are not.
I'll go jump into a cold pond right now.
Please do. We'll send a crew. I want to see
great,
this.
Great, man.
Have you done a polar bear plunge before?
I have not.
He's never even jumped in a pond.
Yes, I have.
How about this? You dress up as a polar bear and jump into a pond.
I'm in.
He spent his life playing video games and watching horror films. He's a nerd, Christy.
And everybody wonders why I say he's a bully.
He is.
Yeah.
I was a bully because on the way in here.
Tom, you have your hand raised?
Yes, I do. Now, as you know, Greg, Josh has moved into his own home.
I don't believe
purchased
it.
Purchased a house.
Bought a house.
I have a point I'm trying to make here.
Tom bought Josh a house. Okay.
Have you?
Maybe in a roundabout way.
Have you seen the house?
I haven't. No.
You mean when you're coming through town, you don't stay at Josh's house?
No. Josh is too private with his. He's got all his Chucky dolls. Don't touch that!
Now, here's the point I want to get to. I have not been to your house. I've seen it from the outside. But do you have the main shower that you use? Is it a bathtub shower or a regular stand up shower?
Stand up.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever used your bathtub?
No. Other people have showered in that bathtub shower.
But you have not.
Right.
Other people have showered.
Yes.
You know, we have lives outside of this
nice.
Room.
Nice.
All right.
Good to know.
Yeah. He's something else.
He can't believe that.
He wonders why we want to smack him.
Yeah, I hear you.
I like these ladies. I like the fact that the ones you bring home bathe. That's a plus. Honey, I got some Dentu cream in the drawer.
Denshu cream, because of course
they're old and dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I kidnapped them from local nursing homes.
Your oldest friend, Rick.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser